Christian, the last name is Fernandez, F as in Frank, E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. First name is David. Date of visit is March 17, 2023. Date of birth is July 25, 1952. Referring physician is Dr. Douglas Severance, S-E-V-E-R-A-N-C-E. Next wherever I do, Dr. Severance, I have the pleasure to see David today for initial evaluation for sleep disturbance. Next word is chief complaint, sleep disturbance. Next word is president. His patient is a 70-year-old male. Common chief complaint of a sleep disturbance. Of course, the patient tells me that he was previously diagnosed with sleep apnea 12 years ago for supper. However, patient has not been using his CPAP machine for sleep patient and has not been compliant. Of course, however, lately he has been having significant morning headaches. Of course, the patient tells me that he wakes up every morning with a headache. Of course, patient usually takes about 1 to 2 hours to fall asleep. Of course, patient is moderately loud snoring. First time patient witness pauses of reading during sleep. Of course, patient wakes up at 7 a.m. First time his sleep is now restorative. Of course, patient wakes up with a headache. Of course, patient of excessive sweating, nasal congestion. For course, patient also significant excessive daytime sleepiness. Of course, patient frequently becomes drowsy when he's sitting, reading, watching television, sitting inactive in a public place. Of course, that makes for past medical history. High blood pressure. Next number, past surgical history, left knee surgery, left shoulder surgery, lower back surgery, right shoulder surgery. Next number, chronic medication, rosuvastatin. Next number, valsartan. Next number, pantoprazole. Next number, Bayer aspirin. Next number, Flomax. Next number, allergies. Patients has no known drug allergies. Next for social history, patients married with 4 children. For some patients retired. For some patients drinks alcohol on a social basis. Time of 1 to 2 drinks. For some next for family history, father with the stent in the heart. For some next of a review system, patients heart problems, acid reflux symptoms, and urinary frequency. For some next for impression. Impression, witness process of breathing during sleep, now restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness, and morning headaches. Of course, these are all common signs and symptoms for obstructive sleep apnea. For studies, the next part of it, a patient tells me that he has morning headaches almost on an everyday basis. Of course, the right one, the patient that this is common, this is likely sleep apnea symptom. For studies, we schedule a patient for an overnight polysomnography study, comment to definitively evaluate for obstructive sleep apnea. For studies, however, this marks the invitation. Next patient last name is B-A-H-A-D-U-R-I. Again, B-A-H-A-D-U-R-I. First name is A-B-A-D-A. Date of visit is March 17, 2023. Date of birth is March 10, 1961. Next paragraph, referring physician is Dr. Shaw, S-H-A-H. Again, S-H-A-H, Dr. Shaw. It's Shasta Shaw. It's S-H-A-I-S-T-A. Last name is S-H-A-H-M-D. And she's at 6250 Thornton, T-H-O-R-N-T-O-N Avenue, New York, N-E-W-A-R-K, California, 94560. Her fax number is 510-791-1347. Again, fax number is 510-791-1347. Next word, the chief complaint, myasthenia gravis. Next word, history, present illness. Chief complaint, myasthenia gravis. Next word, history, present illness. Patient is a 61-year-old female. I'm a chief complaint, myasthenia gravis. The first number, two of the history is provided by the daughter. First of all, according to the daughter, a patient was diagnosed with myasthenia gravis in either 2017 or 2019. First of all, at that time, patient has 2P eyelids. The first patient was fatigue. The first patient's diffuse weakness. The first patient seen a neurologist, Dr. Kelsa. In Fremont, the first patient was started in prednisone and mestinon. The first patient was in prednisone initially at a high dosage of 60 milligrams per day for 2 years. The first patient also had a thymectomy. Since then, patient's been taking prednisone for step, and now she's taking 15 milligrams a day for step. Patient's doing for step, daughter is wondering, we can decrease the prednisone dosage. Of first step, a patient also taking mestinon. A first step, currently patient is not feeling weak. A first step, there's no significant eyelid droopiness. Next one, last one, has myocardial myasthenia gravis. Next one, thymectomy, 2019. Next one, elevated left diaphragm. Next one, past surgical history, thymectomy, 2019. Thymectomy is spelled thymectomy. Thymectomy. Current medication, the patient is taking a prednisone 15 milligrams per day. Patient is also taking mestinon 3 times a day. Next one, allergies. Patients did not list any allergies to any medication. Next one, social history. Patients married with 5 children. For some patients currently not working. Patient does not smoke. Patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next one, family history. There is no family history of similar medical condition. Next one, review system. Patient has short of breath and muscle pain and cramps at times. And next one, impression myasthenia gravis, diagnosed in 2017, according to the daughter. First time patient had a thymectomy in 2019. Thymectomy spelled thymectomy, 2019, first type of patient tells me that she's still a neurologist, Dr. Kelsa, in Fremont, California. First type patient was started on high-dose prednisone, initially 60 milligrams per day. First type patient was in high prednisone dosage for 2 years, according to the daughter. First type of patient now currently decreased to 15 milligrams per day, first step. Next to paragraph recommendation, explain to patient and the daughter of the above diagnosis. Next number, I will schedule a patient to come in to see me for an EMG nerve conduction study. For start next number, I will obtain the medical records. Next number, it is my plan to continue to decrease the prednisone. First step, however, it will probably decrease it very slowly. First step, next number, I will also continue the patient a mestinon, 60 milligrams 3 times a day, according to the daughter. First up, however, patient daughter is not sure of the dosage. First up, she tells me that she will bring me all the medication dosage when she comes see me for the nerve conduction study. First up, next number, this marks the inhibition. Next patient, last name is A-G-U-L-A-R. First name is Edgar, E-D-G-A-R. Referring physician is Dr. Cortez, C-O-R-T-E-S. Next we're going to do Dr. Cortez after slash to see Edgar, E-D-G-A-R, today for initial evaluation for snoring and non-restorative sleep. And next we're history present in this patient is a 20-year-old male, she can play with snoring. First step, patient tells me he hasn't been sleeping well lately. First step, patient tells me that he should go to bed at 1 to 2 a.m. First step, takes a patient 2 to 3 hours to fall asleep. But first step, patient has severely loud snoring. First step, patient also witness pauses of breathing during sleep. But first step, patient's frequent gasping, air sound, and choking during sleep. But first step, patient wakes up at 9 to 10 a.m. First step, patient wakes up with a dry mouth headache. So first step, patient also has aching jaw. First step, patient nasal congestion. First step, patient has heartburn sensation. First step, patient also has significant sleepiness, tired, and fatigue during the daytime. First step, patient also has severe excessive daytime sleepiness. So first step, patient always becomes drowsy when he's sitting, reading, watching television. Comma, sitting inactive in a public place. Comma, sitting as a passenger for a car. In the car for a few minutes in traffic. The first up, next to paragraph, past medical history. Patient has no significant past medical history. Next one, past surgical history, wisdom tooth surgery, May of 2022. Next one, current medication, none. Next one, allergies. Patient has no drug allergies. Next one, social history. Patient is single with no children. First time, patient is a server and a student. Patient does not smoke. Patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Family history. There's no family history of similar medical condition. Next one, review system. Patient is soft in the morning. Patient has chest pain at night. Patient has short of breath. And first up, patient has also abdominal pain. First up, patient has tingling sometimes in the body. First up, next impression, witness process of breathing during sleep, comma, loud snoring, now restorative sleep, comma, gasping for air during sleep, comma, these all common signs, and excessive daytime sleepiness, comma, these all signs and symptoms of testing obstructive apnea, first up. Next patient, last name is R-E-E-S-E. First name is Kevin, K-E-V-I-N. Date of visit is March 17, 2023. Date of birth is December 26, 1970. Next to paragraph, our referring physician is Dr. Dr. Y-A-H-Y-A, again, Y-A-H-Y-A, last name is S-H-A-I-K-H, M-D, and Access Clinic, A-X-I-S, Access Clinic. Next, we're Dr. S, H-A-I-K-H. After pleasure to see Kevin today for initial evaluation for sleep disturbance. Next row, history present. Next row, chief complaint, snoring and sleep disturbance. Next row, history present in the description. A 52-year-old male comes, chief complaint of sleep disturbance. The first patient tells me he wakes up every 1.5 hours every night when he's sleeping. First up, a patient will wake up at least 45 times a night. First up, patient usually go to bed at 10:30 p.m. First up, fix the patient about 30 minutes to fall asleep. First up, patient severely loud snoring. First up, patient also witness process of breathing during sleep. First up, patient's frequent gasping, air, and choking during sleep. First up, patient wakes up at 7 a.m. First up, the sleep is not restored. First up, patient wakes up with a dry mouth, headaches. First up, patient also heartburn. First up, patient needs to take a nap on a daily basis, coming 45 minutes to 1 hour. First up, next level patient also significant excessive daytime sleepiness. First up, patient always becomes drowsy when he's sitting, reading, watching television, sitting inactive in a public place. I'm sitting as a passenger in the car for an hour with health work. First time, from past medical history. Past medical history, high blood pressure. Next time, past surgical history, none. Next time, current medications, with high blood pressure medication. Next time, allergies, normal drug allergies. Next time, social history. A patient is divorced with 3 children. First time, patient is in sales. The first time, patient drinks alcohol on a weekly basis. The first time, next family history, there's no family history of similar medical condition. Next time, immune system, patient's chest pain and palpitation at times. The first time, loud snoring. Time, I witness pauses of breathing during sleep. Now, restorative sleep. Time, I wake up every 1.5 hours. Time, I pauses of breathing during sleep. Time, excessive daytime sleepiness. Time, these are all signs and symptoms suggesting obstructive sleep apnea. First time, this marks a denotification. Next patient, last name is a YEE. Again, YEE. First name is William, W-I-L-L-A-M. Date of visit is March 17, 2023. Date of birth is December 29, 1994. Referring doctor, referring physician is... referring physician is Dr. Barua, B-A-R-U-A. Next we have Dr. Barua. It's a pleasure to see William today for the show evaluation for snoring. Next we have history present known as patient. It's a 28-year-old male comma chief complaint of snoring. First of all, patient tells me that he has severely loud snoring. First of all, patient usually go to bed at 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. First of all, it takes the patient about 1 hour to fall asleep. First of all, patient severely loud snoring. First of all, patient has gasping air sound at night. First of all, patient usually wake up at 5 to 6 a.m. First of all, sleep is now restored. First of all, patient wakes up with a dry mouth. Patient has also nasal congestion and awakening. First of all, patient is sweating. First of all, patient drilling on the pillow. First of all, patient feel tired and fatigued. First of all, patient denies any hypnopompic hallucination, hypnagogic hallucination. First up, patient significant excessive daytime sleepiness. So first up, patient frequently becomes drowsy when he's sitting, reading, watching television, comma, sitting inactive in a public place, comma, sitting as a passenger in a car for an hour without break. First up, next row of past medical history, none. Next row of surgical history, none. Next row of allergies, unknown drug allergies, concern of medication, none. Next row of allergies, next row of social history, patient single with no children. First up, patient works for DPT student, patient does not have to smoke. First up, patient quit smoking 4 years ago. First up, patient drinks alcohol on a social basis. Time, I went to 2 drinks. First up, patient does not use illicit drugs. Next, family history, there's no family history of similar medical condition. Please, do not put a review system. Next, we have depression. Patient has loud snoring, now restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness. Time, I witness process of breathing during sleep. Time, these all signs and symptoms are suggesting obstructive sleep apnea. First up, patient is 5 foot 9 inches and 200 pounds. First up, this marks identification.